This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Prime Minister Narendra Modi met leaders of several countries, including those from UK, Italy, France, Norway, Portugal and Indonesia, on the sidelines of the G20 summit in Rio de Janeiro and discussed ways to improve and strengthen ties. Mr. Modi had a productive meeting with his British counterpart Keir Starmer last night. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, "For India, the comprehensive strategic partnership with the UK is of immense priority." He said in the coming years, both sides are eager to work closely in areas such as green energy, security, innovation and technology. Mr. Modi said India and the UK also want to add strength to trade as well as cultural linkages. Prime Minister Modi met French President Emmanuel Macron and complimented him on the successful hosting of the Paris Olympics and Paralympics earlier this year. Mr. Modi said they talked about how India and France will keep working closely in sectors including space, energy, AI and other such futuristic areas. He said India and France will also work closely to enhance people-to-people linkages. Mr. Modi and his Italian counterpart Giorgia Meloni had a bilateral meeting which centered around deepening ties in defense, security, trade and technology between the two nations. In a social media post, Mr. Modi informed that they also talked about how to boost cooperation in culture, education and other such areas. He said India-Italy friendship can greatly contribute to a better planet. During the talks, both leaders welcomed the India-Italy Joint Strategic Action Plan 2025-29 to further elevate and give impetus to the long-standing bilateral ties. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has commended the initiative by the Brazilian G20 presidency for launching the Global Alliance Against Hunger and Poverty at the G20 summit in Rio de Janeiro. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, "This collaborative initiative marks a significant stride towards ensuring food security and uplifting vulnerable communities worldwide." He assured India's full support to this effort. Earlier, Prime Minister Narendra Modi took part in the plenary session of the G20 summit on social inclusion and the fight against hunger and poverty. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said, "One Earth, One Family, One Future is as relevant as G20 Brazil as it was in the summit held in Delhi last year." He said the people-centric decisions taken at the G20 summit in New Delhi have been taken forward during Brazil's presidency. All arrangements have been put in place for assembly elections in Maharashtra tomorrow. Polling for all 288 seats will be held in a single phase in the state, while the ruling BJP-led Mahayuti Alliance vying to retain power, Mahavikas Agadi or MVA combine hoping for a comeback in the state. A total of 4,136 candidates are in the fray, which include 2,036 independent contenders. The BJP is contesting in 149 seats, Shiv Sena 81 and Ajit Pawar. Led NCP has fielded candidates in 59 constituencies. The Congress has fielded 101 candidates, Shiv Sena UBT 95 and NCP SP has put up 86 candidates. The counting of votes will be taken up on 23rd of November. Jharkhand is set to conduct the second phase of polling tomorrow with all the necessary arrangements in place to ensure smooth elections. A total of 38 constituencies across 12 districts will go to polls in this phase. Counting of votes will be done on 23rd of November. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will inaugurate the Golden Jubilee edition of the All India Police Science Congress at Rashtriya Raksha University in Gandhinagar today. Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel will also participate in the event. Mr. Shah's on a two-day visit to Gujarat will also attend several key events today. The air quality of the Delhi NCR region has deteriorated further, breaching the severe plus level with an average air quality index AQI of 494 as of 10 PM last night. In view of the increasing level of air pollution in the national capital, Lieutenant Governor of Delhi, Vinay Kumar Saxena, has directed the Delhi government to implement staggered timings in all government offices. The order will be effected on all offices of Delhi government and municipal corporation. Delhi Municipal Corporation offices will open from 8:30 AM to 5 PM. Delhi government offices will work from 10 AM to 6:30 PM. The arrangements will remain in force till February next year. And that is the end of this news bulletin.